All right, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chelas con Chavos. It's 2023, and me and Miguel are back. My name is John once again, and again, I just mentioned Miguel's back, and it's 2023, and we are back here. Chelas con Chavos, what's up, Miguel?
What's up, man? New Year, same us, man. Probably a little bit different than last year, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I lost a little bit of weight, man. I'm gonna look a little different.
Yeah, we gotta start off somewhere, right? Start off on the right foot and everything, you know, lose a little bit of weight, you know, get together with families and just kind of, you know, live a healthier lifestyle, right?
Yeah, I had to, man. A lot of turkey over the holidays and the World Cup, going out watching the World Cup and you know, I gotta fit into those new San Diego Loyal kits, you know, medium, hopefully.
Yeah, no, that's the goal. go down to jersey size, man. That's always the goal.
Yeah, maybe I can buy just one, and then my 12-year-old son can wear it, and I can wear it after.
Hey, save some money, man. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, the kids' stuff's always cheaper than the adult stuff anyway, so.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to get like that, man. But but hey, man, it's been a while. It's 2023. We are here, Chelas con Chavos. You know, we have a couple of things lined up on the topic discussions for this evening. We're going to get into going into the season, any matches that we feel like are going to be pretty interesting to note, a few things in social medias that we noted, and San Diego Loyal has or played a match recently, and also going to have a pretty big match coming up, friendly, against LAFC coming up as well.
Yeah, they actually played a match against San Diego State. You know, it's always a nice little warm-up, you know, play against a local college team. You know, hopefully, yeah. San Diego State looked pretty good. You know, San Diego Loyal looked pretty good. And again, it was first match of the, you know, the very, very long offseason that's been, you know, the USL. But, I mean, everybody looked sharp. And, you know, like we said, first time out, yeah, it's a good start.
Yeah, San Diego Loyal won that, I believe it was 3-0 or 3-1, something like that.
Yeah, 3-1. I mean, it wasn't really televised. It was just kind of like, you know, like, I think it was a free ticket, actually. So people just showed up to Torero, and, you know, it was pretty fun to see everybody out there.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, the big one really that a lot of people are looking forward to is that LAFC match over at their stadium. So that's one of those matches that a lot of people have interest in. So that's going to be pretty cool to see how they match up against each other.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's definitely going to be interesting to see. You know, and especially with the veteran team that we have, just kind of seeing the way they've been gelling together over the past couple of years has been actually really, you know, really amazing. And I'm just excited to, you know, for this new season coming up.
Yeah. So you said pre going live, you noted you had the matches for preseason. What else do you have on there?
Yeah. So we have February 11th. They're going to be playing against LMU down in Chula Vista at the Athletic Training Center. And February 15th, they're going to be playing against New York City FC down in Indio in the Golchella event that they have going on, which is something that we should really be keeping an eye on, because it's very interesting that they are the only USL team in the entire tournament. But I mean, speculation. We'll see how that goes. We can talk about that a little bit later. February 18th, they start playing at LAFC in Bank of California Stadium, another big anticipated preseason match. We'll see how the LAFC treats it, but I know San Diego Loyal is going to be treating it very well. I know the fans, we're going to be treating it very well. We're going to make it a really big road trip on that. And then a few, like the next week after that, February 25th, they're going to be playing against Orange County SC. You know, interdivision rival. You know, it's kind of weird that they're playing them in the preseason, but that's going to be down at MiraCosta College. And then Central Valley Fuego FC, which is the location is going to be determined, but that's going to be scheduled for March 4th.
Yeah. So there's quite a few matches for all of us supporters, Chavos, locals, and all the others in line to get prepared for the season, which, you know, I've been waiting for the season, and it's going to be a long season. But we'll get into that in a minute. But first, I kind of want to get into what you've been up to, and I'll get into where I'm at. Actually, I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit later, but anything soccer wise that you've been up to that you want to note, any projects for Chavos or anything soccer personal that you've just been kind of just lounging?
No, actually, you know, I've been kind of lounging a little bit. We've been having, you know, we had our Christmas party for the Chavos. You know, we've been getting together here and there. You know, people, my birthday was a couple weeks ago on January 26th, and, you know, we had some people come out, went down to University Heights, you know, had some, had some beers with everybody. So that was actually pretty fun. You know, we did have our annual, we had our meeting, our annual meeting, where everybody kind of from the Chavos got in, you know, they came in. I forget where was that, but it was somewhere up north in a brewery. But essentially what, you know, that meeting was just kind of see what, it was just kind of for everybody to provide input, what they wanted to see, and what we did right as an SG and what we want to do, you know, in the future, you know, and if anybody had any concerns, anybody had any ideas on how we wanted to conduct business in the future, you know, that was their opportunity to be able to speak up. But other than that, I mean, it's been a really chill, you know, January. I feel like some people, you know, did that dry January kind of thing. And, you know, I was one of them for a little bit, except for my birthday. But, you know, it was really fun. I've been, you know, been at home, you know, enjoying the time off that I had since I got back from deployment. So, yeah, it's been really nice, man. What about you?
Yeah, before I get to that, I kind of wanted to piggyback what you said. So everybody, you know, there's quite a few preseason games coming up. And, you know, Chavos are behind the scenes talking about what's going to be going on for the season in regards to memberships and things of that sort. So if a lot of people are wondering, hey, you know, where the Chavos been at, or where's the news going on with the Chavos? But there's been drum circles, but that's mainly just in regards to, you know, getting in preparation for, you know, hitting 109 at Torero. But there's definitely some discussions going on what's going to be going on with Chavos this season. So if anyone's wondering, like, what's been going on, you know, we got to do the whole Latino time, you know what I mean? We'll make our presence known when it's the right time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But so yeah, there's definitely stuff going on, everybody. So don't fret, you know, there'll be some news coming out, what's been going on with Chavo. So just let everyone know about that, okay? Just off the bat.
I think for the most part in that part, just without interrupting real quick, like if any time a drum circle comes up, if anybody wants to be more involved, you know, maybe trying to get some, you know, some drum time in for if you want to be in the 109 group, definitely keep an eye on social media. I mean, they're always posting practice. Right now, the way it's been going is they've been doing practice down at Snapdragon Stadium in one of the fields on the side. You know, us in our Instagram and Twitter, you know, we forward that every single time. There is a Chavos Drumline Instagram and Twitter group as well that, you know, that's run by our Adrian. And then also the locals are getting very involved with that too. So there's always opportunities for everybody to come out, you know, and start learning the chants, start learning the drums. If you want to actually be a part of the group, you know, we are having this process now where we're going to entertain everybody being able to like be a part of the group. But we want to make sure that we are organized, you know, come game time.
Definitely. You know what? I think I like very much that location over at Snapdragon. Nice. I know it was a little bit difficult for me getting over to you know, downtown area, you know, the World Beat Center area. Sometimes it's because of the traffic and stuff, you know, coming from the east. But I really do like the location in the open, spacious. And hey, you know, we might eventually be playing at Snapdragon at one point, so might as well just be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's just, we're going to be playing there eventually some point. I mean, hint, hint, you never know. But I mean, even then, it's still a free open area for everybody to come in. You know, that's why they built it, right? It's a park. We were having our practices over in Balboa Park for a long time. That can get pretty difficult, especially when it comes to like, you know, rush hour traffic and everything. So, you know, that can be pretty tough. But I mean, now we have a good central location where everybody could just meet up. And, you know, there's a McGregor's, there's a bar right down the street too. So people kind of hang out beforehand and after. So it's definitely a good time.
The red trolley goes there, you know, the red limo.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't even need, you can just get a lift or just take the trolley, whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh man, I used to love McGregor. We used to go there all the time, especially during, you know who. Yeah, I totally used to love McGregor's. That was definitely an awesome spot. I'm happy it's still there. So no,
yeah, happy that they actually made it through the pandemic and they made it through the Chargers leaving and everything. So, or those not be named.
Yeah, look forward to going there in the future. But yeah, so let's kind of move along here. But yeah, I kind of wanted to note here that where I'm coming from, I'm coming from an interesting location here. I'm over in the East Coast right now for work, doing some trainings out here in the East Coast. So I'm out here in Charleston. Charleston, South Carolina. So many of you know already, if you're following USL, that Charleston, South Carolina does have a team in a USL, Charleston Battery. We've already played them before. But I'm out here not too far from their you know, stadium, which I haven't gone yet. But I'm looking forward on going there. Probably for their opening match against Phoenix Rising. And guess what? No, I will not be in the Phoenix Rising side. So I'm going to be probably over at the Charleston side, probably rooting on them to beat Phoenix Rising. But yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting to go to the match. Charleston Battery, man, let me just tell you, I'm a little surprised actually being here. I've never been to Charleston before. I think last year, I think I mentioned to you and you as well that I believe you were in Georgia and I was in Georgia for some time as well. And there wasn't a USL team around that area. You know, they had Atlanta, obviously, for MLS, but I wasn't able to go to Atlanta to check out any games or the stadium or anything like that. But here, being here in Charleston, I'm actually really surprised being here and for, you know, about a week or so now, that this town or this city actually has a team. That has a soccer, you know, culture or soccer community here. It's a very interesting community here. It's, you know, one of the oldest colonies. You know, I'm getting into history now, huh? So everybody just sit back and let me tell you a little bit.
History lesson here. Let's just keep going with the history lesson.
Little Latino chavo teach you some history on South Carolina and Charleston. Yeah, it's definitely a city that's has a lot of history. Obviously, you know, what's been going on. What was going on back in the Civil War days down south, you know, one of the first states, actually the first state to secede from the Union. So it's actually a very interesting place to kind of have a soccer team here. But, you know, it's been growing and it's been kind of showing more of a diverse kind of community. I think they still have a long way to go. There is actually a Hispanic or Latino supporters group for Charleston. So I'm interested in going and kind of making some friends there when I do go to the match against Phoenix Rising here in Charleston, to go probably kind of talk to the supporters group from Charleston. I believe they're called Charleston Barra, if I recall correctly. So I'm kind of interested in seeing, how big they are and kind of, you know, kind of how they started and kind of how things are going and whatnot. So I'm very interested in doing that and talking to some of those supporters groups. I'm maybe making some East Coast friends, from over here. And then if they ever, you know, are out there in the West Coast, which is obviously going to be happening, I'm playing against Loyal, you know, kind of make some cross national friendships there. So we'll see about that. But I'm pretty interested in going to the match. The stadium itself, I believe it's called Patriots Stadium or Patriots Park.
Yeah, Patriot Point Soccer Complex.
Yep. Yeah. So it's a pretty small stadium. I looked it up the other day. It's about 3,000 some. Expandable, I believe, to like 4,000 something. So it's not a big stadium, but it's in a beautiful area. It's in a area out here called Mount Pleasant, which is a very, very, quiet, but very beautiful area out here in Charleston. You know, it's right here by the coast. And looking at it kind of makes me a little bit jealous here, just because it's such a small complex. It's almost like, you know, I believe the Championship Park with Orange County, it's pretty small complex too in regards to, the whole, you know, Championship Park is huge, right? But the capacity of the stadium of Championship Park and over here, Charleston Battery Stadium. It's pretty small, but it's such a nice area. That's why, like, I'm kind of thinking about San Diego Loyal. About, you know, one day, you know, maybe one day we're going to be playing that MLS Snapdragon. But if we don't, and if we want to get our own stadium, which, you know, I think is going to eventually going to have to happen. But I just see us building. You know, like I just can't see why we cannot build like a you know 6,000 capacity stadium, you know, modular, you know, stadium around, you know, the coast, you know, somewhere, you know, the Midway project obviously looks like it's in shambles, you know, but it's like, you know, stadiums don't have to be 15,000, 20,000 people, but I look forward to hopefully Loyal finding a chunk of land that they could build a modular stadium, maybe in Chula Vista, you know, with the whole marina project going on. But I'm looking forward to going to check out the Charleston Battery against Phoenix Rising, and taking pictures and kind of meeting some other supporters over there, and they're rooting against Phoenix Rising, of course, you know. So I'm looking forward to that, and definitely going to be representing the ST Loyal you know, jersey here while I'm there. So maybe I'll get some smirks if there's any Rising fans there, but I'm gonna let it be known there. I'm gonna be like, hey, I bet you the Phoenix Rising players are gonna be like, this guy came all the way from, you know, San Diego to over here to give us some banter over here. I'm gonna be like, hell yeah, you know, and remember me, because every Phoenix Rising game, you know, that we play, you know, at Torero Stadium, I'm giving them some heat. So they're gonna be like, this dude again, you know. So. But speaking of Phoenix Rising, real quick, you know, they're gonna be improved this year. They have they got Danny Trejo, you know, who I was hoping that we were gonna get, you know, but a lot of people were saying that wasn't gonna happen. We'll get into the roster in a little bit with Westy Loyal, as we get into the season kind of, you know, forecast here, you know. But yeah, they're gonna be a lot better than last year, everybody. So. They got some talent that showed up. So hopefully I'm going to take a first look, if you will, in essence, seeing them here in Charleston and kind of see how they go March 11th. But yeah, man. So I'm out here and looking forward to checking out different venues here.
Yeah, no, super interesting, man. I always want to, every single time I travel to a new location, I always want to see what their soccer culture has always been about. And I don't know, man, just doing a little bit of research on Charleston Battery. They started in 1993, so yeah. they were part of the A-League, which is originally now part of the USL development, like I think that's what it is now. But no, that's super interesting. They had a stadium called Black Bod Stadium, then it was named to MUSC Health Stadium. So it was at the time when that stadium opened up, that one and Columbus Crew had the first modern era stadiums designed for only soccer in the United States. So that's actually pretty cool. You know, definitely shows that Charleston Battery had some pretty decent history, especially going into the USL.
Yeah. So I was saying that I'm pretty surprised at how you just mentioned, I forgot to mention that too, but yeah, they've been around since 1993. So that's insane. You know, and so it's pretty long time. So they're pretty self-sustained, and they have a pretty big rivalry with the, North Carolina, you know, so, you know, there's Charlotte, you know, FC that obviously came about. They also have another lower division club, you know, in North Carolina. So there's definitely some, you know, I'm pretty sure you already know, but there's rivalry against North Carolina, South Carolina. So I'm interested in kind of digging in deep a little bit into that, meeting some of the supporters over there from Charleston Battery. So we'll see about that.
I mean, when I was out there, actually, I think it was, I was out there this past summer, actually in Charlotte, it definitely seemed like it was kind of very, I don't know. It just crossed both states, you know, because the state line was actually right there. So, I mean, very interesting dynamic that they had. And I think, that's why whenever they have a sports team, they call it the Carolina this or the Carolina that. Yeah. So necessarily it's not just North or South Carolina, but, you know, they seem to have that common ground. And a lot of it is in Charlotte, possibly due to the fact that they're more central to both states.
Yeah. They call it the Carolina Derby. Yeah. The Derby. The Carolina Derby. Yeah, but anyways, yeah. So let's move along here. But yeah, I'll mention. We'll talk about that more with another episode. But kind of just want to, tell everybody where I'm at and hey, it's great too how you just mentioned. I like going to any state I visit. If they have a USL team, I definitely want to visit it and kind of do some recon. So when loyal supporters do go there at some point and play, we can mention where to go and who to talk to, because loyal comes to a. To Charleston, I could be like, hey, go talk to this person from Charleston, Barry Barra, and then they'll welcome you or whatnot, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the more we grow as an SG, the more friends we end up making a lot of along the way. And speaking of friends, you ever heard the term, what is it? Oh man, dude, what is it? It's like flattery, right? So it's is that when somebody copies you?
Oh
It's like
yeah,
the sincerest form of flattery. What is
I
it?
know what you're gonna talk about.
Yeah, sincerest. So.
Speaking of flattery.
Yeah, speaking of flattery, our friends up in Oakland, Los Roots, right? Is that if
Yeah,
I'm saying that
Los
correctly, right?
Roots. Yeah, Los Roots.
They came out with a pretty big announcement over the past week, and it kind of got us all started a little Discord. It came out of the blue. It really did. We weren't expecting that. We were not, really thinking like what the hell's going on, right?
Yeah.
Essentially, one of our boys, El Puma, showed us a little. He's very so Puma is very, very tuned in into the varas of the USL and MLS, right? That guy has his ear on the ground for sure, and he showed us a picture of Los Roots up in Oakland, right? They
Yeah.
adopted an image that looks very similar to ours.
Yep. I
Not
saw
even know if it
that.
was, yeah, the similarity was very, very like apparent. And they
Yeah.
ended up calling their section La Vecindad, which La Vecindad, it's a term, it means community. We all know what it means, especially you and me, because we're chavos. All the chavos know what that means. But I think
Yeah.
once they came out with the image of the Ultra Chavo, I think that's kind of what that got our feathers ruffled a little bit, right? That got us kind of like in the heat of moment, we're just like, what the fuck's going on? So, but
Yeah.
the cool part about it is that we were able to, build some sort of relationship with them. And there are talks now about having a, like I've seen Dodd Cup when it comes to Oakland and San Diego. So I don't know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that'll be cool because obviously, they took us out, the playoffs, last season. I think they got really good players. The club is there's actually, they came into the USL pretty solid, and are making some waves. Obviously when they play us, they're very physical. NorCal, SoCal. I think we have more of a kind of we. I think we almost have in essence more of a. Can I explain this? I think because we have Sacramento Republic, and then what they've been going on. But I think Oakland and San Diego or supporters are almost, I want to say, alike in a lot of ways. And obviously you can see they even want to be like us. No, but kind of little little banter there, but I think they're going the right route. They're doing the right things. I think with those Los Roots, though, I think they kind of got past them on that one. They're probably gonna realize, what they're doing. Hoping that, just doing some friendly banter here. But remember, when they played us in San Diego, they had a big following.
They did.
And I
They
can
have a huge
guarantee,
following.
yeah, they had a pretty big following. I can guarantee you, that they knew who Chavos are. They know who locals are. So I was a little bit surprised seeing that. That they
I
did
mean,
that,
that seems to be, kind of like a, I don't know, that's etiquette 101 when it comes to SGs, right? You're
Who's your
like don't,
competition?
yeah, know your competition, and like what the, like, I mean, you don't copy other SG's like just style, right? I mean, it's like, I mean, don't get me
Yeah.
wrong. We all know what a Chavo stands for, like in the community, especially, in the Hispanic community. It's not just, for us to have, right? And like, you know,
of course,
it's if it's going to be one of those things where it's going to bring the passion out of people, it's going to be the passion, you know, into, from soccer to the United States, you know, that's fantastic, right? You know, but at the same time, like when it comes to USL, you know, there's one group that everybody knows that uses the Ultra Chavo, and you know, that's,
yeah,
that's us, like straight up, sincerely.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty obvious now.
Yeah,
we are exactly
you know, like the vecindad name, you know, that's cool. The vecindad is a very general term, right? It means neighborhood, it means like, you know, it means community, it means a lot of stuff. But I mean, that to me just kind of caught me off guard, and you know, more power to them. I mean, they're trying to grow, you know, they're growing like from the ground up, like we are. They're very passionate, just like we are, and yeah, I'm down to make it, you know, like. It's going to be a good competitive, you know, year, especially for us, right? So we're going to come up with some sort of point system if we can. Come up with a couple trophies, and yeah, you know, we're going to have to show up and let them know why we call ourselves the Chavos, right? It's not just for anybody to have.
Exactly, and it looks like they changed it as well. It looks like they got a little bit of wind of the what was going on. Well, I believe it's Puma. Yeah, right. I think Puma mentioned something on their page, no?
Yeah, and I think also too. I think a lot of our leadership kind of reached out, you know, to kind of introduce ourselves to just, you know, and respectfully so. I mean, like, I'm sure they probably weren't trying to, you know, get on our case, or I'm sure, you know, it was just one of those things where it was like, oh, okay, you know what? You know, maybe it's a little misunderstanding here and there. And yeah, they were able to change their logo. So now they're called Vecindad, and they have the Oakland root tree, which is amazing, right? That's an iconic logo that they have now. So, I mean, it was, like I said, it was just something that kind of just got us all a little bit, you know, ruffled. But at the same time, right, it got the blood boiling for the 2023 season.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll see what comes out about that. And well, definitely not trying to start any problems or friction, you know, but hopefully this, you know, the rivalry, if you will, with NorCal and, you know, having Oakland, you know, Oakland already kind of giving us some problems on the field, you know, hopefully we can kind of have that grow, you know, with these matches, when Loyal plays them at home, vice versa. And, you know, they have a pretty good following now, you know, they're growing up there. So hopefully these matches, you know, will get pretty don't miss type of situations where, you know, there's going to be a lot of Loyal supporters going up to Oakland. Most likely a lot of Oakland supporters going to coming down here. So hopefully that can be a good rivalry, here in California.
Yeah. You know what, besides Phoenix now, you know, the two teams that are the thorn on my side right now are Oakland and San Antonio. Like, it's just, yeah, just cause it's a history over the last 2-3 years, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of, at first it was Phoenix, and then, you know, we kind of, you know, let that wave kind of roll over, and then you know, they weren't really nothing, basically nothing last season. So they kind of just like moved along and see who's, you know, who's worthy of being a rival, I guess.
Yeah, right.
and it ended up popping up being other clubs, you know, end up being, you know, Oakland, and then now obviously we have you know, some problems with San Antonio. So we're definitely gonna see what goes on, you know, with all that this season. So speaking of this season. You know, it's going to be a long season. What do you think, you know, what do you think, with the matches? You know, I'm very interested in seeing the Detroit City, here in San Diego, as well as Tampa Bay, the Rowdies, here in San Diego, I'm not even in San Diego, but you know, they're in San Diego, Torero, you know, but yeah, it's going to be a long season, guys. It's going to be Wednesday games, you know, it's going to be weekend games. It's going to be like, what, 2-3 games, a week. But what do you think so far? I mean, it's pretty basically everybody versus everybody.
Yeah, I mean the whole season, it's just kind of playing out like, you know, we're finally playing against some top quality opponents, you know, from the East Coast, right? You know, it's always something we kind of dreamed of, right? And it's just you know, when it comes to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, right? Always want to play there, Charlotte Athletic, Indy 11. You got the London United, Memphis 901. So we're actually playing, you know, Charleston Battery, we're going to play them at one point too. Lou City, we're going to play them away as well. So all these teams that we've been wanting to play for the longest time since we started, they're going to be coming around now, and we're going to be, you know, I think I'm looking forward to the Detroit City game. I don't know how many people are going to be coming down for that game from their end, but it's definitely going to be, you know, one to remember, especially as a fan for me.
Yeah, I tell you though, it's going to be, you know, it's pretty much everyone plays everybody. So, we don't play all the Eastern Conference teams home and away, but we're pretty much playing everybody in the USL. You know, it's not going to be easy, man. I'm looking at this being a long season. And to be honest, you know, like I think I mentioned it in the past, but I'm not really too sold on the players that we got. You know, we got to Elliot Collier, who I think is going to do relatively well here, but I just don't think I'm sold on him replacing Kyle Vassell. And also we got to Blake Bodily, you know, back, and I'm not really sold on him neither. You know, looks like he wasn't really getting that much playing time over in Portland. It was the Timbers, you know, so I'm not really seeing the players coming in making much of a drastic change. It's going to be like, all right, we're going to be competing in the top three again, where, like, you know, yeah, we were expected to be number two again this upcoming season. But with the players that we got, you know, obviously we lost AC, which is, you know, awesome. I'm pretty happy about that. I think I'm super happy about that. But, you know, he went up to
I'm glad it's Vegas. Something we don't have to deal with anymore.
Exactly. So now we can,
you know, what, it would have looked really bad, especially if we had Detroit people come down, because, you know, they were pretty adamant. They were pretty vocal about that signing against us as well. You know, so, you know, like we said, we had nothing to do with that. Maybe AC was a great player at the time, but he just wasn't fitting the system. And I'm glad they saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was players out there that, you know, some people like on the social medias, you know, were saying, oh, we can never get them. We can never get them. But I'm talking about like Danny Trejo and Cal Jennings, you know, from the Lights, who were causing us a lot of problems during last season. And Danny Trejo is going to Phoenix, which is automatically going to make Phoenix that much more dangerous, not having a front man like that. And we did not get that, you know, that type of player. You know, we got a particular type of player in Elliot Collier. You know, he's tall, physical. He wasn't getting much playing time, you know, with San Antonio, but hopefully here he will, or here San Diego, or you know, Torero, he'll get more playing time. And then, you know, Cal Jennings got picked up by Tampa Bay Rowdies. You know, so I think there were some really good players that were available out there, and San Diego, in my opinion, didn't do enough to get that, you know, that top quality. And however, you know, I'm going to find a positive here. We had, what, like 17 players coming back. I think we're probably the only club in the USL that can probably say that, in my you know, opinion right now. So that's going to be really, really positive, you know, for Loyal, having so many players that have been here a couple of years playing together. I think that's going to kind of even it out, like having like Elliot Collier come in, you know, hopefully fitting in really well, you know, and Bodily, you know, kind of fitting back in the system again. I think it's going to be positive, but I think it, you know, enough for us to be, you know, in second, third place again. I don't know. I think we're definitely going to be in the playoff contention again, but it's going to be a long season. You know, we got Guido, you know, hopefully Guido's healthy, you know, coming into the season. You know, Coque is, you know, going to be here. So I think we have a pretty good solid group of players, and I think we're going to be fine, but we have to really watch, you know, injuries, and kind of just stay level and with the game plan that that Nate's going to be doing. You know, with the players and stuff like that. Well, and you know, he's going to be coaching Nate, so we'll see how different it is from Landon's managing style. But I mean, obviously, that everyone said that Nate was making a lot of the calls anyway. So we'll see how that kind of turns out. But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy.
No, I don't think it's going to be that much of a change in style. I mean, because, you know, you're right. I mean, Nate was running most of the stuff last year. It seemed like it, right? So Landon Donovan, he was, you know, running. You know, he was obviously the head coach, but, you know, Nate Miller was the one out there making the calls, making the plays, making the adjustments. I mean, well, he seemed to be a little bit more vocal on the field than Landon was. But not saying that, you know, nothing bad against Landon Donovan. You know, it's good. Nate Miller is he's a very natural, you know, step progression to a replacement for Landon Donovan now that, you know, Landon's doing some bigger, better things with the club. But I'm not really too worried too much. I think the only concern that I would have for the team is up in the forward area. I mean, Kyle Vassell was huge, man. He was. That's going to be a big loss. And then, you know, Blake going to Indy as well. I think that was going to be hard to replace. And then, you know, lo and behold, they come in, they sign the hometown kid, you know, Joe Corona. It's just like, I mean, I think we're going to be just fine, honestly. I think we'll be top three in the West for sure.
Oh, yes, yes. Especially with Joe Corona coming in. I heard some good things about him playing already what he can provide, you know, for the club. But yeah, you know, having Joe Corona in there, I think it's going to be that's a super plus. So, having the solid group of players that are going to be coming back, like the 17, and then having like Elliot Collier and someone like Joe Corona coming in, I think that they're going to fit into the system that's already kind of in play. So it actually could be a good thing, or we didn't have to get someone fancy like a Danny Trejo and Kel Jennings, but that's yet to be seen. You know, we're going to be seeing that, you know, when San Diego Loyal plays, Detroit City, March 11th, you know, so, and then, so we'll see, you know, but I'm looking forward to the season. It's going to be long. It's going to be grimy, you know, it ain't going to be easy. You know, there's going to be teams that are going to be going out for us, you know, like, you know, Oakland Roots, Phoenix Rising, you know, Sacramento Republic, you know, Orange County, you know, they're going to try to get better from, you know, how they ended last season. So it's definitely going to be a long season, an exciting season. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing all the Chavos again, to seeing everybody at 109 again. And speaking of that, seeing everybody again, I'm going to be working in Arizona around the time that Loyal plays Phoenix over at their new stadium. I don't know if you call it a new stadium, but they're going to be playing. I think they're moving the stadium or something like that over near downtown. Near downtown Phoenix. Yeah, so they're not going to be playing in. Yeah, they're not playing in Chandler anymore. They're moving the stadium to somewhere east of downtown, which I was there actually a couple weeks ago. I didn't go to the stadium itself, but I kind of saw the area where they're making it. It's going to be ready. Yeah, it's going to be ready before, you know, for a game, you know, their home opener for the upcoming season. So I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I don't know if that was that planned, or was that because they were going to make so much fun of? Or you think it was kind of like a fan, you know, reaction to it? They probably just hated going to Chandler.
Yeah, I think Chandler's actually kind of far, man. Like when I was at Phoenix a couple weeks ago, I was like, actually kind of went by Chandler, and I was like, damn, Chandler was like 30 minutes away, but it was like a long 30 minutes. And the traffic in Phoenix right now is horrible. Like it almost looked like LA, you know, like the way the traffic was. But I was like, wow, like Phoenix has grown so much. So I can guarantee you that a lot of the supporters are not liking, actually, even the, you know, the Bandidos were not liking, you know, I know we're not liking going out that far neither. I'm pretty sure a lot of them weren't going to a lot of the games just because of that. You know, from I recall seeing her on social media, that a couple comments that a lot of them were going out to Chandler. So now that they're going to be in the downtown area, which it's actually good for us as supporters, because all we got to do is fly in to the, you know, to the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, which is, you know, pretty close right there to downtown. There's a bunch of hotels in or around Phoenix downtown area. The stadium's going to be there, which I believe is going to be like less than 10 minutes away from downtown, like in an Uber. So if not a hotel, you could probably walk. Or if not like a pretty good walk, a 15, 20 minute walk, if anything, to a couple minute Uber drive. So I think I'm going to be there for one, but I'm hearing a lot of locals are going to be making their way to Phoenix when we do play them over there in Phoenix. I'm going to be there. Hopefully if everything goes out, you know, goes well with work, you know, me being back on time. So I'm planning on being there. So I'm looking forward to seeing Chavos there. If anything, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot more local supporters going to be there this time around than last year, going over there to watch Phoenix Rising play against Loyal.
Okay, I'm going to say something about Phoenix because I'm just looking at the map right now where they're moving the stadium to. And, dude, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, Mesa, Chandler, Glendale, Peoria, they're all in the same freaking area. They're literally all right next to each other.
Yep.
I thought they were a little bit more spread out than that. I thought there were people were complaining because they had to drive like hours. No, literally, it's just they're all like right there together, bunched together. Huh.
Yeah. I did not know that. Those cities. Yeah, those cities are around there. But I drove by Chandler, not too far from Chandler when I was in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago. But it was a pretty far drive. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the supporters are not from those areas because, you know, Mesa, I believe, and Scottsdale, like you mentioned, and those areas are a little bit of a different type of breed of community, I guess you can say, you know,
<It's okay. laughs>
those areas
you can,
are,
you can say that.
Yeah.
different peoples.
Yeah. Those are different peoples. I think more of the Phoenix type of soccer culture, I think it's probably more like in the Western Valley or you know, like the Western kind of suburbs around Phoenix. The Eastern, like Scottsdale, those Chandler, is a little bit more of a different type of a community over there. So I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of the people were complaining, but hey, it's good for us. Like I said, it's going to be, we don't have to be driving to, who wants to land in Phoenix and have to drive, you know, or get an Uber 30 minutes away. You know what I mean? So nobody. So,
yeah.
So now it's going to be a good thing. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a lot of games this season.
It's going to be a really, really good season.
And like I said, I was speaking about Charleston. You know, I'm out here. You know, Loyola's going to come down here and play against Charleston. So way down the season, you know, but hopefully people can kind of recall on what we're talking about here. But I'm going to be posting like pictures and, you know, video content, hopefully, and maybe, you know, maybe we can have one of the Charleston Barra on here. I'm gonna try to make some connections and we can kind of talk about that, even though we're not gonna play them, you know, till far down the line. But either we may make them plan something with one of them to talk down far that way, or if not, in the next coming episodes.
Yeah. Speaking of the new year, I mean, I know we're already a couple weeks into February, but do you have any New Year resolutions as a fan or as a supporter?
Yeah, you know, I just want to see Chavos grow more, and I think a lot of us Chavos already have a pretty close relationship with each other already, having, you know, been, you know, doing this a couple of years now. But I do want to have I want to see Chavos grow, which it is already growing. But I want to have a tighter relationship, you know, with the Chavos and have a more of a family, tighter, you know, than from what it is now, because a lot of us are really, really good friends now. But I want to see Chavos members grow and just continue being a tight supporters group, and then just really just giving it all 109. Another thing I do want to see in 109 is having more chants. I kind of want to see more fresh chants, more Spanish chants. Maybe adding another Spanish chant or two for us to kind of have the whole, you know, supporters 109 section chant, and if not, bring the whole stadium into it. And I'm pretty sure the locals are already working on new chants as well. But those are just a couple of things that I'm looking forward to. What about you?
You know, very similar, dude. I think for me personally as a supporter, I definitely want to get involved a little bit more with the group as opposed to like just, I want to get to know more of the people. I know we've been kind of growing a lot, and it seems like every single time I go out to an event, there's always somebody new coming around. And I definitely want to be involved and make sure that those people feel welcomed. You know, we're all here for the same reason. We're all, you know, here for, you know, for one thing. But at the end of the day, we all come out, you know, as family, right? We all end up making friendships, you know, that last a while. I definitely want to see this podcast grow a little bit more. I've been trying to, you know, have you ever listened to a podcast, right? And like the first season just sounds like everybody's just kind of getting used to everything. Everybody's just kind of getting used to being able to talk. And I noticed I was kind of like that. You know, I do say a lot. I say, you know, dude, I say a bunch of stuff. So I want to definitely try to improve as a podcaster and, you know, definitely help make this show grow a little bit more. You know, try to get more people on, you know, try to get to know other SGs as well. But at the same time, I think my number one thing for a fan is to, you know, make sure that the new people that are joining the Chavos are here for family, and they're here to, you know, to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And I think so far we've been doing pretty good about that.
Oh yeah. I agree with you 100% on that. But just a comment on getting to know other supporters groups, just let's just not bring on Rising. Okay.
No, that's no. Maybe later on, we'll see if we could always, you know, come up to an, you know, amicable, like, but I don't know, man. I don't know about those guys. After last time, I think after last time, it's going to be very tough to get some, any kind of dialogue going.
Yeah. I'm more interested in having more of a friendly banter type of relationship with Oakland, even though they, you know, they had their little mishap there, I guess you want to call it, with their little social media posts. But I'm pretty sure that was, you know, an innocent mistake, or did they just not acknowledge something that they weren't, you know, they weren't aware of or something like that, 100%. You know, but definitely with Rising, there's no way I'm gonna invite them on this episode or this podcast.
Yeah, another thing too is I definitely want to get involved or just get a little bit more in tune with what's going on in U.S. soccer, right? Just with the USL, with MLS, and you know, speaking of, we haven't even talked about this yet. You know, I'll bring it up right afterwards, but you know, getting more in touch with the, you know, with the world of U.S. soccer, right? And just trying to see what the transfers are, trying to just stay more in, you know, like up on the news and everything. But, you know, congratulations to you and me, because we beat, you know, Everton beat Arsenal 1-0 this weekend. So that was pretty big for us.
Yeah.
Especially since we're at the bottom of the table right now. But, you know, who knows?
we'll see. It's actually, I joined the Carolina Toffees group.
Oh, nice.
On Facebook. So since I'm over here, I'm going to be here for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they're actually, it looks like they're more the Toffees, Carolina's group. I think there's more supporters in North Carolina, but there are some down here in South Carolina. So I'm looking forward to actually meeting some of them as well.
Gosh, but, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so speaking of First Division, I just mentioned EPL there. You know, with San Diego Loyal, there hasn't been any new update going on about the MLS thing. But hey, everybody, it's going to be coming. It's going to be coming right now. The next thing you know, it's going to be like, yes, San Diego's going to be getting picked. The news was that they were supposed to be making a comment. MLS was in mid-January, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Yep. Did not happen. Now we're in the beginning of February. I think things are kind of, you know, in my opinion, we're highly likely to be going up. You know, the whole, just real quick again, the whole Las Vegas thing kind of fell through. The Sacramento things, I know that they're trying to revive it, but it's, you know, it's not looking well for them either. So right now San Diego is top right now, I think, in that decision that the MLS is going to be, you know, coming here. And then look, you know, how you just mentioned, Loyal is going to be the only USL club over at that Coachella, right?
Yeah, the Coachella Invitational. That's going to be, I think, yeah. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 MLS teams playing. It's including St. Louis City, which is one of the newer teams. Charlotte's going to be playing. LA, LAFC, Toronto, DC United, Minnesota, New York, Red Bull, Charlotte, Timbers, the Whitecaps, the Quakes, and St. Louis City. And there's only one other team in there that has a scheduled game, and it's not a MLS team. It's a USL team. And people are saying, oh, you know, maybe it's because of proximity. And I was like, no, you know what? I think there's got to be some reason for that, man. There's got to be some reason for that. Because, I mean, they're actually featured. It's a featured game against New York City FC. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know, man. And then the one dude that made that Twitter post that was saying like, "Oh, they got," I mean, that got this whole thing started. But I mean, this is just adding fuel to the fire. I mean, what do you think about it?
Yeah. Well, how you said that guy that made the post, maybe he knew something. You know, that everyone was critiquing. excuse me. But if that's not telling you, if it's not foretelling you what's going to happen in the future, I don't know what else is. It's the only USL team. Why? Why is that the only USL team going to be playing amongst a bunch of top MLS clubs? You know, when they could have pulled. Why are they going to pull a USL club? Come on, guys. It's. I'm not guaranteeing it's going to happen, but I think I mentioned on my social media that. And I'll say it now, just because I'm not going to give. I'm not like I'm giving it away too much, but I spoke to one of my friends, from Sequan. I'm not going to say what level he's in or what level he's not, you know, but I asked him about what's going on with what he knows about, what he can tell me about the whole MLS to San Diego. And he didn't go as far to say that it's going to be loyal, but he did say that things are looking good and that that basically kind of winking, you know, that things are looking good. You know what I mean? Wink, wink, you know? so that's all I'm going to say, you know? Yeah, I like winks, huh? You know, but yeah, that whole Coachella thing, that doesn't tell you how many connections Lolo's going to be making up there with all these MLS clubs. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, I think it's going to be coming. It's just a matter of when. And yeah, man. So just kind of get ready for it.
Yeah, and then when you have I think the first hint towards this. So I don't even know if it was a hint. I think it was really more like a strategic move is, you know, Landon Donovan moving over to executive VP, right? I think that's actually pretty big, right? You know, you have one of the greatest soccer players. Well, not one of the greatest, the greatest US soccer player in in recent history. He is the executive VP for the San Diego Loyal. I mean, that, what more do you want, right? If you're an investor that wants to come in and invest in the MLS club that's, you know, going to be in the MLS possibly in the future, yeah, of course, you want somebody like Landon Donovan to be the head of that, right? So it's a exactly. Face of the future. And not saying that they're just, you know, I'm not saying that Landon's just for the sale of the team or, you know, to entice him in like, you know, investors. He's really invested in the team and he's making some really great decisions. I see a move here pretty soon. Like, I mean, sooner rather than later. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if we heard something in the next couple months.
Yeah, I agree. And next thing you know, the season's starting and then we're going to get some good news, hopefully. So that's going to just make this year just a whole lot better. You know, and then next year we got the whole Copa America, you know, too. So a lot of good things coming up in soccer wise, you know, here in here. I keep saying here, like I think I'm back in California, but
now you're good, man. You're good.
But you know, there's a lot of good soccer things coming on in the soccer community in California, you know. So yeah, you know, I'm pretty stoked to see what happens.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a good time, and you know, new kids coming out, you know, possibly sometime in the future, we'll see. I mean, they're teasing Balboa Park a lot, so you never know. The new kit must have Balboa Park in it somewhere. But
yeah, can't wait for the new kit.
Yeah, I mean, good things coming along. And as far as Chavo's news is concerned, I know we have a bonfire coming up here, possibly next Saturday, not this Saturday coming up, but the Saturday after. You know, if you're part of the Chavo's Discord group, I mean, you guys are more than welcome to come out. You know, go in there, join. And, you know, RSVP for it, because, I mean, we're going to have some pretty good people coming out. Keep an eye out as well, the Chavo's Loyal Instagram for any future, for the 2023 membership signups. That's going to be very interesting for everybody to do. And then, like I said, man, drum circles. If anybody has an idea for any new chants, anybody wants to learn how to drum, anybody wants to be part of the drum line for 2023, come on out, you know, make your presence known and, you know, make your interest known. And, you know, everybody out there is super cool. If you want to just come out, learn the chants. If you just forgot the chants and want to remember them, or if you just kind of miss the whole camaraderie of chanting in soccer games, you know, come on out. You know, we're always ready to have you.
That's right. Yeah, man. So anything else? I think that's it for this one.
Yeah, I think that's it for this episode, dude. I mean, I'm hopefully we can come back in a couple of weeks, you know, if there's some more news coming up, but yeah, dude, it's you know, we're going to get this going. You know, it's going to be a good year. The podcast only could get better. The games are going to get better. And, you know, hopefully the team gets better. So it's going to be an interesting season. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, bring on 2023. I just see this being a great year. So let's just hope it comes to fruition. So I'm ready for it.
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you, everybody who's listening or will be listening to this later. But once again, thank you, Miguel. We'll be talking soon. And rock on, man. Chavos up.
Take care, man. Appreciate you.
All right. See you, bro.
Later, guys.